I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to Dirtbag Baseball Talk here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to have you back, Kirk and Nolan, as always. I'm over in France, as you know, coaching and developing, and Nolan is back in the studios, and it's great to be back with you for another week. Lots of exciting stuff the past week, from the College World Series to just a continuation of all the excitement and everything that's happened around the MLB. It's just a juggernaut that goes on and on to, and we'll be talking about it in the first segment, as we always do. We'll be breaking it down. Nolan will be giving his thoughts and opinions on what he saw over the last week, and you know, shuffling of teams, who's going up, who's going down, you know, possible trade movements, the whole gauntlet. So, and then we'll be going ahead into the second segment, and we want to be talking about the next generation of Albert Pujols, Miggy Cabrera, or Mike Trout. And who those players are going to be, or if there's going to be any players like that. They're always fun things to talk about, and always interesting to try to dissect. As we know, each generation, it seems like we're just bringing in more and more and more and more talent, and high-end talent as well, too. But does that translate to those really, truly generational players that those guys were over the last decade, two decades? So we'll be talking about that, and then, of course, we'll be answering all your awesome questions that on the Kurt and Paul segment of the show to wrap things up, and we'll go from there. So thanks for sending them in, as always. You know, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. We live it, and we dry it, and we breathe it. So your bags, wherever you are in the world listening and being a part of the nation, we can't thank you enough. So stay true to it. Stay true to the mission. Keep sending out those questions that you have for us, and that Nolan and I love breaking it down and talking with you individually as we go, and it's just a big part of it, and we love it. We never get tired of it, so continue doing it for sure. So, and of course, if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, you can go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com or the College Playbook. If you're going through the college recruiting process, you can sit right there and it'll download right to your mobile device for you. So it's on the mission of that as well. And be sure to follow us on Dirtbag Baseball Talk. We're happy and pumped to announce that we're going to be doing a series. We've already started the series with Win Reality, and it's going to be coming out over the next 2 weeks, but it's going to be a series over the next month and a half. So we're excited about it. We'll send out more details on that in the near future. So you know what? Hey, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're ready to get up and get after it and get dirty, Dirtbag. So we hope you are as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here in a few minutes.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time to get dirt with what's happening around the MLB. But, Nolly, hey, go for it, brother. Get after it.
Hey, we're going to start this one off a little bit different. Obviously, the College World Series just happened this past week. Ole Miss Rebels bringing home their first championship. Coming in as one of the last four teams to make the dance. End up upsetting Oklahoma in the finals. Kudos to you, man. Not going to lie, coming into it, I mean... All year long, everybody was talking about Tennessee. Tennessee was the huge favorite. Obviously, they got tons of guys that were prospects and everything like that. But Ole Miss, honestly, I didn't hear much about Ole Miss at any point this year. And then you just slowly start watching them in the College World Series. I mean, even in the Super Regionals and stuff like that, like the buildup for that team. You're like, ah, that's a good underdog team. Sure enough. Fighting, man. They're fighting.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, hey, big shout out to Mike Bianco, head coach there at Ole Miss. And you know what? Congratulations to your whole organization, man. It's phenomenal. One of the best times of my whole life. I mean, I didn't play in the Division One, but I was able to play in the Division Two World Series way back a long time ago in 1992, 30 years now. And you know, we finished second in the nation. We lost to Tampa that year. But it's stuff that you just never forget. And it takes so much and so much luck and timing and Dirtbags culture and everything else to culminate to that. So, hey, nothing but kudos to them. Nothing but kudos. Like you said, Nolan, hey, they ran it. They ran it. So hats off. Congratulations. Hey, you did it.
Now jump back over to the Major League side. Going to start out with the first team to no-hit the Yankees, the Houston Astros. We talked about them a little bit last week, just saying that they could be a dark horse in the playoffs against the Yankees. They're a team that seemed to have the Yankees number. Obviously, Christian Javier starts out the game 7 strong. Hector Neris comes in for the 8th. Ryan Pressly comes in for the 9th. Get the job done. No hitter. The sad thing is the Astros are the only team in the past, 53 years, I think I saw, to no hit the Yankees.
Damn, they've done it twice. What, early in the 2000s, they...
Yeah, about 2001 or 2002.
Roy Oswalt and the whole gang of them, I think there was about that time that put it all together early on. And so, but I mean, exactly right. You shut them down. You end up losing late to the Yankees on Sunday or whatever. But then you go right into the Mets and you go ahead and you dominate them too. Like that's a hell of a road trip, Nolan.
Now it's going to be
Astros just put on a display.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there, though, because Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena, they had a pretty good collision in the Wednesday game, and
yeah,
it's one of those ones where Yordan Alvarez had to be carted off of the field. So you never love to see that. That could be a significant injury. It could be a nothing injury. We're hoping it's a nothing injury because obviously the guy's having an MVP-like year offensively.
Couldn't be tearing the ball apart any better.
Yeah, he's leading the AL in a couple of different categories. And I mean, he's definitely top five in every category outside of stolen bases. But yeah, like the guy, he's having a hell of a year. You don't like to see that for Houston Astros. But I mean, he'll be back sooner rather than later. The collision didn't look too bad. It's just one of those ones that I think he got whiplash, and Jeremy Pena, like when he caught the ball, his arm was up in the air and just happened to hit Yordan Alvarez in the face. So I mean, it's one you can't prevent. It's a tough situation. Like I said, you hope he's back soon. But yeah, fingers crossed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Bryce Harper. Now this one sucks, man. Bryce Harper gets hit in the hand 97 miles an hour by Blake Snell. You can see the emotion going through Bryce Harper, obviously having another great year offensively, dealt with the elbow injury pretty much all year. After the game, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he comes out with a quote saying, "I'd rather be hit in the face." Obviously last year hit with the same idea, basically a 97 mile an hour from Genesis Cabrera, the Cardinals. And he's back after, what, 2-3 days, something crazy like that. This year, they're saying right now it's a 6-week timetable. He had to undergo surgery to try and repair it. But I don't know. It's
absolutely.
You can't even replace him for the Phillies. Like, I get it. Well, they technically have their DHs in place to replace him in Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos. But the way that he's been swinging all year, Bryce Harper, you can't replace that bat.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Terribly unfortunate for the Phillies. Terrible, brutal situation because that just changes so many elements in the National League. Like, that's a tough pill to swallow. There's no question. And like you said, I mean, it was unbelievable last year when he got smoked in the face. I thought he was done and exactly bounces back within days, for God's sakes. It was unbelievable. But you get a crushed finger and, you know, nobody means to do that for sure, but God, I'm sure you just want take Blake Snell and just get rid of him. Holy cow. Yeah, just a brutal situation for Harper, the Phillies, and yeah, I don't care what anybody says. That just changes the dynamics of that whole the East for sure, but the National League in general. That's a big hammer MVP candidate. He's right there again this year. Repeat it. He's out of it now. He's out of it for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I mean, the year that Paul Goldschmidt's having right now, it seems like he's running away with the NL MVP. But Harper was easily in probably top five. Like,
sure.
If not top three for NL MVP at this point in time. The only reason I'm saying top five is just because he's not playing the defense. But still, he's had that much significance offensively to the point where, what do you even say? Like, he's got to be up there. But yeah, that's a crushing blow. Jumping over to some more positive news. We got Giancarlo Stanton hitting the 57th home run of the month of June for the New York Yankees, which sets the MLB record for most home runs in a month. Obviously, I mean, it's a team that we've seen it all year. They've been going deep on a regular basis. Him and Judge and Anthony Rizzo, all of them have over 8 home runs this year. Or sorry, this month.
This month.
Yeah, like it's they have 127 combined as a team. Leading the MLB.
Judge is up to 29 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rizzo's at 18, I think, and that put Stanton over 20. So, or vice versa, whatever. Like, it's just, it goes to show you what you can do when you're healthy, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about it for years. What could they be in? Hey, let's be honest, all you listeners out there, stuff like that. You're smart enough. You're intelligent baseball people and stuff like that. You know the same thing. Boy, if the Yankees could ever get healthy, I'd really like to see what they are capable of. Well, now you're seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the guys are healthy. The lineup's rolling. It's exactly what you expected the Yankees to be at this point in time if they were all healthy. and it shouldn't come as any surprise. I mean, great team, lots of money. They're the New York Yankees for a reason. One more thing, Mark Appel. Shout out to you, man. 2013 number one overall draft pick by the Houston Astros. Traded to the Philadelphia Phillies in 2015. Designated for assignment in 2017. Steps away from baseball in 2018. Ends up coming back to baseball last year. Gets the call to the show for the first time. Obviously, whatever was going on in your mind, you've corrected it. You found a great spot to the point where you could come back to baseball, where you can succeed in baseball, and where you trust your stuff. I mean, I don't care if it's as a reliever. I don't care if it's one game up in the majors or not. You grinded. You did 10 years.
Yeah, no question. Just a fantastic story all around. And you hit all the angles with it, Nolan. Absolutely. What do you say? I mean, those are great moments. Those are, whether you're a Phillies fan or whoever you are or whatever, and if you're a baseball fan, you can't help but be humbled. And but yet, hopefully, if you're a parent of a young player out there, just say, hey, you know what? There's perseverance, and that's what it means. There's trust. There's believing. They're taking the highs and the lows in the journey of baseball at all ages, at all levels. And just if you love this game bad enough, hey, go play it. Go play it. Don't let anybody take the love of the game. Don't let yourself take it away from you. If you love it, go play it, man. Play with everything you have, no matter what level you're playing at. It doesn't matter. Just go out there and do it. And do it until you just really, truly don't want to do it anymore. And I don't think that time ever comes. I'm 52 and I still love doing it every single day, whether it's coaching, it doesn't matter what it is, or playing. So we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, and stay tuned.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As we said at the top of the show, man, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and maybe Cabrera. I mean, we're going to stay right on the player side of things. Obviously, there's pitchers over those last two decades that are all the 2000s that have been phenomenal as well that we could dive into. But Nolan, I really wanted to gravitate to the player themselves side and get talking about them. So obviously, those are the biggest names that we've, let's be honest, you agree, Nolan, those got to be the biggest names over the last two decades that jump out at you, right?
So obviously, in the NL side, Albert Pujols, face of the NL for 2000 until 2011. Well, I guess technically 2001 because he wasn't up in the bigs in 2000. But yeah, for that decade, obviously the biggest player in the NL. I wouldn't really say anybody took the torch per se in the NL after him. Obviously, there was a couple of guys there, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, obviously not to the extent because Paul Goldschmidt is probably the most unheralded superstar in the game. Let's be honest, a guy that's about to hit his 300th home run, but never really got the publicity, obviously playing in Arizona and playing in St. Louis. I'd say Bryce Harper, but a lot of people like to dislike Bryce Harper more than they like to like Bryce Harper. Juan Soto, obviously guys like that. They all kind of came up, but none of them really had the same effect that Albert Pujols did. Then obviously in the AL side, you look at Miguel Cabrera, the second that he joined the Tigers until about 2013, 2014, obviously it was a little bit later, but I'm just saying that's kind of when Mike Trout decided to take the torch from Miguel Cabrera. And I can't disagree with any of those. Like those guys for the past two decades in terms of the AL, obviously Miguel Cabrera was with Florida to start out the 2000s. Sure. But I'm just saying though, once he became that guy, obviously there was Derek Jeter. Let's not pretend that Derek Jeter wasn't that dude in New York. Obviously, it should have been 100% Hall of Fame vote getter, but that's for a different discussion. But we're just saying, like, Miguel Cabrera, in terms of what he actually did offensively, easily top five right-handed hitter of all time. Then Mike Trout comes, and Mike Trout just sets the world on fire. Easily going to be a top five player of all time. Regardless of what side he's swinging from, he's going to go down easily as a top five player. He retires right now, he's 100% vote getter. No one's disputing that. Yeah. If you find someone that doesn't vote for Mike Trout to be in the Hall of Fame, they deserve to be off of the ballot entirely. Like, that's just asinine to me. So those guys, absolutely, I agree with what you're saying. And they 100% have been my faces of the MLB for the past 20 years.
Yeah, so I mean, we hear it all the time. I'm sure all you dirtbags out there, you've seen it, heard about it at some point. You know, all these unbelievable talents. You hit one of them, you know, Juan Soto, Nolan. You got Wander Franco. You got Fernando Tatis. You've got young Bobby Witt Jr. now. Know, you can go around. Yeah, you go around the league. You look at the Luis Robert. Eloy Jimenez was a borderline there. The list goes on and on and on, right? And so it's everybody likes to talk about who's going to carry the torch moving forward. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Nolan, but I'll jump in first if you don't mind or whatever, and out with a few. I don't think there's anybody there. I think these people have the talent and the potential to be those guys. But just like Fernando Tatis Jr., right? I mean, tears the cover off the ball, tears the world apart. He's off to a great start, and all of a sudden the shoulder injuries. You know, those are serious injuries. Now, he's getting some time to rest and recover this year or whatever, and you need that time to be able to do that and be able to come back. Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, all of a sudden a horrific knee injury and stuff like that. Those things you can't forecast. You can't forecast those types of injuries. But I don't think those players are going to be there moving forward. Not because they don't have the potential, but the way they're so strong and they're so fit that it's almost like we've seen for what, the last 7 years probably, the oblique problems. The hamstring problems, the quad problems, the issues that that just don't allow them to be on the field. That's the hell side of it for me. But the other part of it for me is these young players have never really failed in their lives. They're coming up so highly talented and running through the minor leagues with the little blip in the wall here and there, but nothing to call it failure. And then they get to the major leagues, and absolutely they're going to have failure. It's inevitable. It is inevitable you're going to have failure. But those Miggy Cabreras, those Albert Pujols, those Mike Trouts, their ability to adapt throughout their careers so quickly within the 1 to 2 weeks time is such a gift that I just don't see. As talented as these players are coming in, I don't see them being able to adjust and adapt to that level. We're talking about an extended period of time here. We're not talking over 1 season, 2 season, 3 seasons, 4 seasons. We're talking about guys that have done this 20 years. Well, 12 for Trout or 11 for Trout to 20 plus years for Albert and Miggy. You know, that's my perspective from it, Nolan. I don't know if you're looking at it a different way. Who do you have? Who do you think is out there that might be able to join that?
I mean, I talked about him earlier for a possible face of the NL going forward, Juan Soto. Juan Soto offensively, absolutely he could be in that same breath. He's 23. Kid's got all sorts of power. Great eye. The issue is he just needs more bats around him to protect him. Like when the Nationals were going to the World Series there, they had great sticks all around him, great pitching staff, the whole nine yards. Defensively, he'll eventually just switch over to being a DH type just because he's not that great defensively, but he could very easily be the face of the NL going forward. Trey Turner, he's same boat. Trey Turner, I mean, in terms of what he can do, he's great. He's in the right market. Like you said, though, he's not on the same level as, like, the Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera types, and Mike Trout type. Like, Trey Turner's a great player. Tatis, as much as I'd love to say Tatis just because he's young and flashy and all that stuff, like you said, I can't see it with him just because of the shoulder issues. God-awful defensively at shortstop. Like, he'll be playing outfield within the next 3 years, full-time, I'm assuming, just because I can't trust him as a shortstop. And Bob Melvin's an OBS type of manager to the point where he's just going to say, hey, listen, you can either do it or you can't do it. And right now you can't do it, so you're going to do what's best for the team to help us win, and that's going to be playing outfield.
Best for his long-term health too, right? I just want to jump in there real quick. We're talking about Juan Soto. I never even thought about it until you just went through there and talking about the World Series years. And even a little bit before that, before Harper jumped ship for the Phillies and stuff like that. You're right. He had great leadership around him. Ryan Zimmerman, for God's sakes. Mr. Washington National, right? And the list goes on. Rendon, before he went to the Angels and stuff like that. But you made a really good point. We all, and I mean not just Noel and me, everybody, from sports people, the broadcasters, to you out there listening, we rip. You never hear us rip on Trout because we love him or whatever that. We really genuinely do. But they never make the playoffs. They never make the playoffs. The greatest generational player of all this decade or whatever, and they never make the playoffs. But the reality is, Nolan, he never has had a brutal season while not having that pitching staff around them to get to the playoffs. Yeah, he's always had pretty good lineups around him and stuff like that. But again, not always healthy. Upton didn't work out. Rendon hasn't really worked out. Obviously, Shohei has put it together over the last two years with him. But that's 2 years out of 11, right?
Pujols never worked out with him, really.
No, And yet he maintained that ability to be so unique and powerful. I mean, I look at it, I'll say it straight up. I honestly don't believe he stayed out last year because of the calf strain. They use that as an excuse. But if 50 years from now, when he could talk openly and honestly, I think because of the COVID issue, because of having a brand new baby and a wife, they said, you know what, for health and safety, let's go down this avenue.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it wasn't a playoff team. It wasn't a playoff team last year either, just to jump in there. Like they were god-awful last year. Sorry, go on.
No, 100%. You're right. But exactly, jumping back this year, and look what he's doing. He basically lost almost a whole season, and he's right back as the number one guy. That is insane. That alone there is what we're talking about, listeners. Is I don't think this generation has that type of durability to do like the Pujols every year, the Miggy Cabrera every year, the Mike Trout, Miggy Nolan, for God's sakes. He's in his last year, and he's almost hitting 300.
Yeah, he'll finish his career with over 300 average. He'll be a 300, 400, 500 guy, if I'm not mistaken. Same as Joey Votto to end his career. Obviously, I mean, he's got the 500 home runs, 500 doubles, blah, 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 whatever you want to say. Miguel Cabrera, hands down, like we said, top five right-handed hitter of all time, guaranteed. He was unique in every sense because he had oppo power, which a lot of guys in today's day and age, you don't see that ability to drive a ball. And it's not, let's be honest, Comerica is not a home run friendly park. And he made it look easy in that park.
You're 100% right, and that's all there is to it. I can't see it being an extension. I don't know who it's going to be. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with a curtain call question. We got three really good ones. We broke it down and got rid of a list of great ones, but three ones. Mariners, Angels dust up, Yankees beating the Astros in the playoffs, and Freddie Freeman going back to Atlanta.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
And we'll go back to the curtain call questions. So, as I said before the break, three real big questions that jumped out at Nolan and I like that. So, we're going to get right at it and we're going to get dirty on it. First one, big Yankee fan out of New York, John Brown. And thanks for the question, Johnny. Can the Yankees beat the Astros come postseason?
Unless the Astros add to their pitching rotation, I think the Yankees still can beat the Astros. I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week. Obviously, we talked about it at the start of the episode. Just with the Astros still having the Yankees number, it seems like. One of those things where you just look at that Yankees lineup, as long as everybody can stay healthy, that's such a potent lineup. And it seems like the Yankees are going to have home field advantage. Yeah, I know Houston just went on the road and beat the Yankees in New York. I'm not a New York fan. I'm not a Houston fan. So I have zero bias in this. The Yankees just, it's a team right now that realistically should run the AL. Come postseason time, I get it. Anything's possible because it is series and everything like that, and everything has to fall your way. But still, though, the Astros, I think they need to make that one move to get a horse of a pitcher. Yankees, obviously, they can realistically make a move to get a pitcher, too, if they want to. I don't think it's a top priority at this point in time. But you just look at that lineup. How do you improve that lineup right now? Like, everybody is pretty good. One area of concern, I guess you could say, is shortstop. But even that's not a huge hole that they have to fill. Like, they got a couple of guys there that can fill that, no problem. It's just such a good team. Realistically, it'll go the full series. Obviously, it depends on where they fall in the playoffs. But I still don't think that the Astros right now have the Yankees number.
Yeah, I think I agree with you come the playoffs tonight. I know this weekend I was stunned. I was shocked, like probably most of you listeners out there and stuff, but most of the baseball world. And just not so much the no-hitter, but just the way that they handled them game in, game out. And I mean, hey, let's be honest, Framber Valdez and Verlander, tearing it up with the fastball, the octane, the high spin rate. Then you mix in, drawing a blank on it, right now, I apologize, but you know, you got a high spin curveball. Cordy's done well. He went right into the Mets after that or whatever and shoved it up their butt a little bit. In a short little series like that, I mean, it certainly gets your attention. There's no question. And then they've got relievers to no end down there in Houston. So I think the Yankees definitely got to go out and get one of those starters. I don't know if it's Frankie Montez or, you know, I think I'd go with him before I would go with a Luis Castillo. That's just, there's something about that. I think the fact that Frankie's pitched in the American League already. And knows that grind. And I, Luis, there's just something that's unsettling for me about that guy or whatever. And he can go on a run and put it all together, but he could Sonny Gray the Yankees if he came to New York as well, I think. And so we all know how that worked out. It did. That's why he wasn't there very long, but you're right. I mean, as far as they're hitting, they're too big of a juggernaut, I think, to keep down over a series. And so you're right. I think they can beat them postseason. What I do know, what I'm going to speak about here, following up on that, Nolan, quick, is I'm going to speak my generation. So that's probably anybody that is 45, 47 and older, definitely 50 and older. You'll appreciate this. I was sitting there thinking this weekend, man, if the boss was still alive, if George Steinbrenner was still alive running the Yankees, there would have been heads rolling this weekend. Heads rolling. He would have been pulling. Cashman either would have kept his job because he would have traded for a pitcher already, or he would have lost his job. Boone probably would have lost his job. like to be number one overall in baseball and then have a no hitter shoved down your throat in Yankee Stadium. The boss would have had no patience for that, Nolan. And you listeners, like I said, that are in that generation of my generation that know what I'm talking about, you're laughing right now because you know I'm telling the truth. The boss would have had heads rolling. So, you know, that's something that you missed out on, Nolan. I apologize if you're too young or whatever and that, but you would have laughed your backside off because he would have went crazy, the boss. So, hey. Another great question. Obviously, we all saw what happened with the Mariners and the Angels. Sunday comes to fruition, headhunting, suspensions, whatever you want to call it. You know, I know you and I have digested a bit, Nolan. You've had more time. We haven't talked for the last day or whatever. That. What's your thoughts a few days after?
All right, so this is coming from a Canadian, so I absolutely loved it. Obviously, we get to watch hockey up here, and we watch hockey a lot more than the American population in certain cities, obviously. But fighting is a part of hockey. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because Scott Servais, after the game, said, "This is not hockey. We do not do that on a baseball field." I thought it was awesome, because usually you'll just see the bench clearing brawl, a lot of air quotations around that. Obviously, I'm doing them, but I know you guys can't see me doing them. The bench clearing brawls in baseball are BS. It's a bunch of dudes that run out onto the field, whether it's from the dugouts or whether it's from the bullpens, and they don't do anything. They literally just stand there and essentially hugging each other and trying to separate, but there's never really punches thrown. This time, there was a legitimate fight between two rivals in the same division. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. Like, I get it. Phil Nevin, he was apparently the aggressor behind the whole thing as to why it started and hence why Jesse Winker ended up charging the Angels bench. But I thought it was awesome, man. Like, J.P. Crawford comes in there. He jumps over a couple of people swinging. Obviously, hey, I feel terrible for Archie Bradley because he ended up fracturing his elbow in the altercation, getting over the railing. So that one sucks. But at the end of the day, I thought it was great. Like, how often do you get to see an actual fight in baseball? Last time I saw an actual fist fight in baseball was Canada and Mexico in the World Baseball Classic in 2017. Like, it doesn't happen all that often. So this is one of those ones where you're like, holy heck, there is real emotion. These guys are going at it. They are passionate, man. You love to see that. That's just a Canadian.
In this case, I'm a baseball person speaking now. I am 100% in agreement. You're right. If you're going to do that, quit doing the stupidity of the old, like you said, bench clearing brawls in baseball for the last decade. Get at it. If you're gonna waste time jumping and running in from the bullpen, then by God, you better get at it. Whether people like it or not, get at it. You got two teams that they know they got to be in the playoffs. They know there's an extra wild card spot available. Texas just jumped them both. The American League East, Boston has gone on fire over the last month, for God's sakes. They're in second now, for God's sakes, in the American League East, or actually behind the Jays, because they're in a series right now. But hey, you got two teams that started what with opt-in about 2 weeks ago, right, get hit in the head or whatever and stuff like that. Hey, that Nolan and I aren't talking about. That is inexcusable. Headhunting, and we're not saying everybody was headhunting, but you're throwing the ball up around the shoulder of the head, you get out of baseball. You get out of baseball. And don't make excuses because of the new baseballs and the spin and the slick and all that stuff. Get out of baseball. You're a loser. And if you're a manager calling that, you're a loser. That's ridiculous. That's not what we're promoting. But you're right. If you're there and you're passionate and you're fired up about it, hey, by God, get after it. And don't be stupid in your post-media scrum. Oh, well, you know, didn't mean to, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, by God, you throw at somebody's head, you better stand on the mound and be man enough to acknowledge and say, hey, you know what? Mike Trout on Saturday night or whatever and that, I'm sorry. Julio Rodriguez, sorry. Because you're a good enough pitcher that you can put it in her kidneys or you can put it in her butt. Well, you're supposed to put that ball.
Even where Jesse Winker was hit, like he was hit exactly where you're supposed to hit a guy. Like he didn't go head hunting. He hit him right in the ass, or I guess hip area. And it was exactly where you're supposed to intentionally hit a guy. There's no harm, no foul in that. You know the intent is there. Hence why the whole altercation started. Phil Nevin obviously blew it up. But like you said, yeah, you're a major league pitcher. I don't care how many times you try and convince me that the balls are slick. They ain't that slick to the point where you're throwing 95 plus at a guy's head. Especially not exactly Mike Trout when he's supposed to be the face of baseball, essentially. And Julio Rodriguez, who's supposed to be the up-and-coming guy in the AL. Like, you don't miss at the head. And that's just that's not even an unwritten rule in baseball. That is a written rule. You never pull that stunt.
Boom. Done. Simple as that. Love the altercation. Love the passion behind it. The head part of the throwing and stuff like that, inexcusable. Simple as that. Sarah Newcomb, out of Kennesaw, Georgia, send us in to us, Nolan. How cool was it to see Freddie Freeman back in Atlanta to receive his World Series ring?
Loved it.
Pretty darn cool.
Oh, yeah. No, Freddie Freeman's a guy that everybody loves.
We got three minutes left, so you run with it, Nolan.
You can tell, man, like Freddie Freeman, obviously, the best part is, too, right after the series, you start to hear the rumors coming out about, oh, I'm firing or potentially looking at an agent change. And honest to God, man, like Freddie Freeman, he's one of my favorite players. I owned him in fantasy baseball for a very long time, and we're in a keeper league, so it was one of those things where obviously it's Freddie Freeman, you're going to keep him. But at the same time, like Freddie Freeman is a guy that you can't not like. Even last year, you look at him with the whole Anthony Rizzo thing where they're in the rundown, and then later in the game, he comes in and strikes him out, and you just see Freddie Freeman just smiling and laughing the whole time, like always happy. Comes in there, you could tell that he was so emotional, and the fans gave him a hell of a show, clapping and celebrating all the accomplishments that he did, instead of going the other way where there could have been some fans that were booing. And if you're a fan that were booing Freddie Freeman, you're not a fan at all. You're just not a fan. Like, that guy, he put his heart and soul into the Atlanta Braves organization for, what, 15 years, I guess, from the time that he was drafted until he left this past offseason. And that was still one of the things where even that, like you heard Alex Anthopoulos talking about in the offseason when they ultimately made the decision to trade for Matt Olson, saying this is the hardest day of my life as a general manager, as a vice president of baseball operations, having to move on from a guy like Freddie Freeman. Obviously, Matt Olson, he's not having necessarily the year that he had the past couple of years with Oakland, but I'd still say he's been all as much serviceable as Freddie Freeman's been this year. Like, Freddie Freeman realistically has had a down year. Outside of this past week where he won NL Player of the Week, I wouldn't say he's been the Freddie Freeman that we've all seen over the past few years. But Freddie Freeman coming home, I mean, it's the same as when Albert Pujols would come home to the Cardinals when he was either an Angel or a Dodger. You see the fans, they're all emotional. They're giving him the round of applause. Freddie, you could tell it was genuine emotion with the tears on his face. And when Snit handed him the ring, you see just the massive smile break out over his face. And you could tell, like, it still seems like, even Clayton Kershaw said, it still seems like he wants to be an Atlanta Brave. And I hope at the end of his contract, he gets a chance to go back.
Couldn't have said it any better, man. Couldn't have said it any better. I mean, the speech alone, right? How many times did he say he loved the community, he loved the city? You know, he went and did the pregame ritual to the restaurants and everything like that. I mean, I'm sure now he goes and he just plays Freddie Freeman baseball moving forward. Fantastic question. Fantastic to get to see those moments in time. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts in a few seconds.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And here's Nolan with our final thoughts for this episode.
So we started out this episode by giving a shout out to Ole Miss, talking about college baseball. Final thought is related to college baseball. Wes Johnson leaving the Minnesota Twins at the end of June to go to LSU and be the pitching coach. Obviously, the transfer portal starts on July 1st for those that are still in college or those that are thinking about going to college. So LSU made an aggressive move. They get former Major League pitching coach, obviously, of the Minnesota Twins. And I mean, that one is just a shocker. It was a shocker all throughout the organization. Sonny Gray even said, like, prior to his start the other day against Cleveland, he's like, this one, there was a lot of emotions. I was hurt. I was disappointed that Wes was leaving. Obviously, it's an opportunity for him and his family to be closer together. But at the end of the day, that one hurt. And that's just kind of a weird move in season to me, because you don't usually see coaches go from the major leagues back to college. But Wes Johnson said it was one of two spots in America that he would take the job. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Hey, devastating. Devastating for the Twins. A class guy all the way around. Huge for LSU, Pulmonary. What a coup. What a great signing. What a phenomenal signing. And hey, you know what? If it's best for the family, then that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You got to be good as a family. If you're not good as a family, you can't do this professional gig. It's that simple. So hats off, man. Again, devastating for the Twins. Huge for the LSU Tigers moving forward. So good luck, Wes. make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Again, like we said at the top of the show, we do have Win Reality coming up, the series on that. You definitely don't want to miss that one. It's going to be a great one. So make sure you're there. You subscribe to our channel. Get ready for that one. And you can direct us on Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation with any and all questions you have for us. Or if you'd like us to review a product, talk about it on YouTube, etc. All right? You know we're always here for you. We can't do it without you. That's what it's all about, Dirtbag. So keep spreading the love. Keep spreading the message. Keep following. Keep listening. Being a part of the nation. We love it. We love it, Nolan and I. We can't thank you enough for it. So on that note, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.